Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. There's a winner every time. That's much more than a carny at a local county fair trying to lure in unsuspecting people to relieve them of their hard-earned cash. Yes, there is a winner every time. But the real point is, what you win isn't worth having. Unless the, and I'm speaking from experience, unless you win a dozen or more times, then you can trade for a decent prize, which you could probably have purchased for two-thirds less than what you spent being a winner. Now, this teaching call today is not about local county fairs, even though this is the time of year, well, close to it, that such events start taking place. But today, we feel led to share how you can be a real winner, a scripture winner, a bondage-breaking, yoke-destroying winner every time.
Hallelujah.
Because
God wants us to win every time. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." You know, the Bible plainly speaks that Jesus disarmed Satan and all his demon hordes so that we could be winners in life. Colossians 2, verse 15. Colossians 2:15 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross."
You know, we want all of you to remember, and we know you know it, but sometimes you remember. The Word of God says that you, every person hearing our voice, you are supposed to triumph, not just 51% of the time, not even 85% of the time, but
always.
Always. How much easier this sounds when we realize that Satan has no weapon that will work against us.
Amen. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn."
Now, it's really important to understand you have a part to play in this battle. Please notice this passage. It doesn't say that God will condemn the tongues that rise up against you. It says you will condemn them. Misinformed teachers have been telling the body of Christ that God will handle everything for them. God is not going to fight your battles for us when he's already given us the overcoming power to use on the enemy. Now, hear it again. God always causes us to triumph. God expects us to take the offensive against the enemy and drive him out of his strongholds. If you're going to have a victory, you'll have to participate in the battle. You'll have to fight the good fight of faith.
The good fight of faith.
That's right. And you'll have to put your foot down on the devil's head. Now, your victory over the devil is not supposed to be a once-in-a-while event. God sees you winning every battle, every time. He sees you as instant in season and out of season. The Word clearly says the constant state of victory is your God-given heritage. It's your birthright.
Romans 8:37 says, "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us." God envisions us speaking forth his word and treading down every enemy that opposes his will. Too often, we'll overhear misinformed Christians say, "I just know the Lord is going to take care of my financial problems for me." the Lord will take care of my backsliding wife, or the Lord will see my child who is, see about him who's on drugs. How full of faith these words sound. However, when the Lord doesn't take care of the situation, when the evil day comes and goes and nothing improves, these same folks immediately try to patch up their misconceptions by saying, well, I guess God is trying to teach me a lesson.
That's just not true, is it, baby?
That is nonsense.
Spiritual nonsense. When we do not pull down the works of the devil, when we just leave it all up to God, then our ignorance gives occasion for the enemy to succeed. We're not supposed to be basket cases left in God's care. We're to be, we're to be actively involved with God in the business of the kingdom.
One of the primary works in the kingdom is to cast down and destroy the works that the devil has over us. He has no authority over us. We have the authority if we take it. We are to do what God says to do, and that is how we defeat the enemy.
It's time for believers to know the way to say it. Wake up! God is your father, and he's a good one. Good fathers don't teach their children by putting them through trials and tribulations. Good fathers teach obedient children by their words. God is teaching you and I, us, by his word, so we can rise up and become the strong warrior he envisions us to be, a warrior who will walk in the authority that he's given us. Child of God, it's our heritage to be an overcomer.
1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
You know, honey, these verses are talking about a sure thing. God doesn't say you might overcome the world. He doesn't say that you may overcome the world. God doesn't even say you will overcome the world most of the time. He boldly says, if you just believe the word, you overcome the world, period. That's it. God expects us to win every time.
God has given us the total power over the devil. Now listen to this. In Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we've explained this, the real meaning of this verse, or the taking the Greek and putting it where it needs to be said so you can understand what it's really saying. The first word in this verse that is translated power is the Greek word exousia. It means delegated power, or better said, authority. We have authority. The second word translated as power in the Greek is called dunamis. It means ability. Dunamis meaning like dynamite. Dynamite ability. So notice carefully what God is actually saying to us. He gives us, says, I give you, this is God speaking, I give you authority over all the ability of the devil.
I hope we're getting a hold of this. We have total authority over all the ability of the enemy. Remember, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19.
That's it.
The Bible literally says nothing shall hurt you. It also says you have total power, authority over the devil. You never have to lose again. You can always conquer and always triumph in all these things. The Bible says we're going to rule and reign with Jesus. That's in 2 Timothy 2:12. 2 Timothy 2:12 and Revelation 5:10. But we must begin to take dominion over the moves that Satan makes against us. We know, if you cannot do a simple thing like getting rid of an evil thought, you'll never be able to rule and reign with Christ. only as you learn to bring your immediate circumstances under control will you be able to create the atmosphere you need to stop the devil's violations against you. You have the power. You have the power. Now you got to do it. God is gathering people who will walk in their heritage, a people who will not just talk the word, but who will also walk the word.
In James 2, verse 17, it says, James 2:17, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for works is G2041, and it means business, employment, that which anyone is occupied, that which one undertakes to do, enterprise, undertaking, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, deed, thing done.
We think it's very clear that works is more than, well, it's more than being a greeter at church or visiting the sick. Now, both of those are noble and needed, and sometime we may just teach on that. But hear this. Jesus purchased a victorious and triumphant life for us. It's available to us today. However, before we'll be able to enjoy it fully, we have to put the devil in his place. And remember, his place is under our feet.
Romans 16:20 says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Once we realize God causes us to always triumph over Satan, we'll be able to quickly reclaim the things that he has stolen from us.
Hallelujah.
Activating 630, Proverbs 6:31, a favorite of ours. Activating Proverbs 6, verse 31 in your life, in the Classic Amplified translation, it says it this way. But if he, being the thief, be found, he must restore 7 times what he stole. He must give the whole substance of his house if necessary to meet his fine.
7 times. We've used that scripture a lot, haven't we, babe?
We have definitely stood on it.
If you don't have a copy of my book, Stolen Property Return, the revised edition, go to our website, haroldherring.com, up at the top where it says store. You get a copy of that book.
That's a good book.
It will liberate you in so many ways. It really will. Now, here's the bottom line. When we finally and fully realize we win every time because of who we are in Christ, then we can start claiming the sevenfold return talked about in Proverbs 6:31. And somebody said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.